Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. Today is Monday, the 13th of October, 2025. It is Indigenous Peoples Day, and it is time for our morning interview. I have a special guest in the studio with me this morning, Rachel Marino. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. So Rachel is the lead cultural instructor with Outer Coast. And Rachel, I'm going to start by asking you a little bit about Outer Coast and what your responsibilities are with Outer Coast.
Okay. Thank you. I teach regalia making mostly, and so this year we're starting out with making cuspucks. The students are learning how to make it's more of a Yupik and Inupak style summer parka. They're cotton, and they're very comfortable. A lot of people are beginning to wear them, especially like the staff over at Mount Edgecombe High School where I used to work. They have cuspuck Fridays, and the state legislature even has a cuspuck day of the week where they all wear them. So it's becoming quite a trendy thing.
So this all ties into your role as the organizer, I guess I can say, for an event that's happening tonight. Let's talk a little bit about a celebration that you have planned for Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right. The actual lead organizer is Yedi Kuka. That's her Tlingit name. That's Dionne Brady Howard. And she's an instructor and on the board of Outer Coast. And so I'm just doing the advertising, like for today, and hopefully on Problem Corner later. But I'm trying to promote this event for Sitkans to come and celebrate with us Indigenous Peoples Day, because we're very proud of who we are and we like to show and share our culture. So that's the goal of today. Besides celebrating who we are, it's sharing with other people who may not have ever seen Tlingit dancers or dance groups from Mount Edgecombe High School. It's quite a thrill to see something like that for the first time.
So that celebration is at 5 o'clock today at Harrigan
Yes.
Centennial Hall. And tell me a little bit about what you have planned. You've got food, you mentioned dancing, and
Yes.
just a celebration.
Yes, Outer Coast will be providing the salmon and rice. And I am known as one of the fry bread queens of Sitka, so I'll be making about 350 pieces of fry bread for tonight. And we're encouraging people to bring a side dish because that's not going to be enough food. We want variety. And so we want people to please do that. Please provide a dish. And we start at 5 serving the dinner. And then the dance groups will start at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, I'm sorry. And we have several dance groups. We have from Mount Edgecombe High School, the Inupiaq, St. Lawrence Island dancers, the Unangan dance group, Athabascan, and Yupik dancers. And then local Sitka groups are the Gudjaheen, the Nutlain, Kagwantan, Sheetkakwan, and Nakahiti dancers.
Wow, that's quite a lineup.
It is, and it's really amazing to have such a huge variety of Indigenous groups all together. In the summertime, visitors will only get to see the Tlingit dance groups, which is really great. But our Mount Edgecombe dancers, of course, go home for the summer, so they wouldn't have a chance to see that.
I have very fond memories of watching the Mount Edgecombe dancers at I don't remember the name of the event, though, but at Blatchley Middle School, there was always an event that had lots of performers, and the dancers always performed there. The youth came, and I'm remembering the hook dance, for example.
Yes, they do a variety, and they're also different in their styles. Like the Yupik group, their songs have several verses, and so if you've never seen them before, you might clap after their first verse, but they hesitate. There's a little bit of a pause for them to start the second verse, and then they may have 3 or 4 or 5 verses to their song. And so I usually try to start out the applause if I can.
Okay.
But they're very, very fun to watch. The Inupiaq group, they typically have one verse to their songs, and so over the course of of all the time that I worked at Edgecombe, I've gotten to know this about all the different dance groups. They are different. We all have different languages, different dialects within our language, and we have our own oral history of creation and migration. There's 11 different indigenous groups in Alaska, and a lot of people don't even realize that many are here.
Yeah. And these songs and these dances all tell a story.
Yes.
Can you think of one of your favorites, a story that's told in one of the dances that we would see this evening?
Well, I think with the Athabascan group, they do one called the Airplane Song. And a lot of these songs explain an event or something that they're seeing for the first time. So this one is about the first time they see an airplane.
Oh, I've not seen this one.
Yeah, and it's fun. With the Yupik group, I think one of my favorite ones is the seal hunting song. And they sit on the floor in rows, depicting several kayaks out hunting. Mm-hmm. And the first verse, they're hunting and they're looking and they don't see any. And then their next verse is they see one and they try to get it and it's too small. And then the third one, they see a bigger one and they capture it and it's really huge. So they really heave ho to get it into the kayak. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fun. So lots of dance groups, lots of food. So you mentioned fish and
yes.
rice,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking for side dishes as well.
Yes, yes. Side dishes and desserts would be great.
Besides the food and the dancing, what else is on the agenda for the evening? You have anything else?
Well, there'll be speakers. There'll be people talking about the event itself, and I don't know what that lineup is going to look like, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's traditional to be able to, of course, you welcome your guests. That's a part of our protocol. And then there'll be a narration of what is going to happen, an agenda. And those are kind of loosely followed because some of the dance groups' performances take longer than others. And so we'll try to keep it flowing. And we should be wrapping up around 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the involvement of the Outer Coast students? Now, it's a pretty big class, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 20 students or I don't know how many.
Well, the student body is just over 30, and all will be involved. And mm-hmm. so at various times throughout the day, they're going to start at 10 by prepping the food this morning at Harrigan, and then I'll go in and help and give them a little bit of guidance, and then they'll start actually cooking a little later this afternoon, and they're just wonderful. They become so ingrained in the community, and they contribute so much. Their entire curriculum is built around, of course, the environment, but also our culture, all the Alaska Native Indigenous cultures. They learn so much, and it's been incredible the time that I've been there to watch them absorb and evolve into local Sitkans. I mean, they love the community, they love the indigenous cultures, and they're very respectful about it. That's what I really appreciate. They're learning to speak Tlingit at Outer Coast, and that's pretty impressive.
Well, gosh, looking forward to that celebration this evening. Again, we've been speaking with Rachel Marino. She's the lead cultural instructor at Outer Coast. Now, this event used to be sponsored by University of Alaska, but that's not something that they've been able to carry on. So it's, as I understand, it's been taken over by Outer Coast now for this celebration.
From what I was told, they're still doing some events. In the past, they did lead this, but I think it's outgrown UAS. It used to be over there, and they would teach things like how to pickle fish and mm-hmm. other really cool activities, but it is such a big event. I would get there early to make sure you get a seat and don't miss out on anything.
Great. Well, looking forward to that. It's a celebration at 5 o'clock today. Traditional food and dancing and just a celebration for today, October 13th, Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you, Rachel, so much for coming in.
Thank you for the invitation.
And thank you, listeners. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'll be back right after this.